Back here on the Mighty 690 at 8:37, and joining us now, we have a special guest in studio. We have current Montgomery County Sheriff Ron Wade joining us. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Hey.
Thank you for letting me be here today.
Absolutely. It's great to have you here in studio, and of course, you know, I got to see you and your staff running that tax sale here a little bit ago, and man, that was it was an impressive sight to see. I mean, you guys were running around, and it was a pretty well-oiled machine, I will say, and you know, you guys are doing a good job with that.
So one of the bigger sales we've had, so it was a big sale.
Big turnout for that. So hey, you're here in studio today because, of course, we do have an election coming up, and it is a contested election, a couple of different people running, and of course, you are the incumbent, the current Montgomery County Sheriff. So can you just start off with, you know, tell us just a little bit about yourself, however you'd like to, you know, start things out, and, you know, why should the residents of Montgomery County vote for you?
Sure. You know, I'd like to just tell a little bit about myself. You know, I started my career off in 1989, and I started off in Caney, Kansas, and as a patrolman, and then in probably about 2011, I went to the Montgomery County Sheriff, and I worked there for about 11 years until I was a lieutenant detective, and then in 2009, I left there and went to back to Caney, and where I was assistant chief, then eventually became chief of police there. Then in 2020, the Republican Party appointed me to fulfill Bobby Dirks's position when he was taken out of office. Then in 2021, I was then elected by the citizens of Montgomery County to be their sheriff. And that's where we're at today.
Okay, so. Yeah, very good. And, you know, we were going to have Bobby Dirks here on Monday, but unfortunately he was a little under the weather, so we're going to have to reschedule that because we do like to give both of you guys equal time. To start off with here, you know, I want to ask you, obviously, since you brought up your opponent there, what sets you apart from Bobby Dirks, and why should Montgomery County residents vote for you as opposed to your opponent?
Well, I think since I've been in office, my department has been really serving the community and as far as meeting the needs of the community. And for example, I'm going to share with you some things that that I think that's pertinent to what we've been able to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
For drugs, for example, I just wanted to just kind of share you our main problem right now is fentanyl. And I don't think it's just ours. It's nationwide. And when I say fentanyl, it's our borders are so wide open right now, and it's freely coming across the border. And with that being said, it's finally hit our county. You know, we was hoping it's going to bypass us, but it never does. You know, we can always say the war on drugs is something we need to fight. And, you know, that's been a slang that's been going on since I've been in law enforcement since 89. And is it a battle we need to continue to fight? Sure it is. You know, it's not a battle I need to fight nationally. It's a battle I need to fight here in Montgomery County and or our surrounding counties. With that being said, I just want to kind of share a little thing here is our stats in 2022. We seized 233 grams of meth, marijuana. We had 43,000 grams of marijuana, and fentanyl pills, 40 pills. That was 2022. 2023, we did 378 grams of meth, 1,700 grams of marijuana. Completely big difference, you know, from 43,000 grams to 1,700 grams.
Yeah.
Then fentanyl pills went 6,427, a big jump.
That's a big jump.
And so, and I really believe that is because, well, we have to understand right across the border, the marijuana grow stuff is legal in Oklahoma and even in Missouri. But the reason I say Oklahoma is that we have to understand that according to the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics, Oklahoma is now the number one leading distributor and grow operation for marijuana in the United States. That should be scary to us, okay? And we need to understand, and according to Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics, that foreigners are coming in buying up those grow operations. And the main country coming in buying up is China. And where does fentanyl come from? China. okay? So what Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics is saying is that they're now taking their marijuana because they're making so much of it, they can't sell it all, so they're distributing it throughout the United States. So we're not seeing as much of it here. We're still seeing marijuana, but we're not seeing as much. What we're seeing is more the fentanyl, which I believe is coming across the border and stopping in Tulsa, you know, then also into Wichita, Joplin area, okay? And we can prove that through traffic stops, through KBI, through the highway patrol, and through stuff that comes to our county. So it's really scary to me, you know, and it should be a concern to us because it's a safety issue for our kids. What people don't understand when it comes to fentanyl, we've had at least 14 overdoses. I think there's a few more now of fentanyl overdoses here in Montgomery County. We've had a couple of juveniles overdose. Out of those 14 overdoses, we've had four of them die of overdoses that were known deaths of overdose. And we've had what they do, they press their own pills, and they have a press, and they press those things in whatever form they want to press them into. They make Xanax pills, they make Ecstasy pills, they make hydrocodone pills, they make Skittles, they make whatever's going to be pleasing to the audience, okay? Then, if I take a hydrocodone pill and divide it in fourths, and I give you a fourth of it, and I take a fourth, and two other people take it, I take mine, you take yours, I could die of an overdose from my fourth. You may get high, but you may not die of an overdose because I got the majority of the fentanyl. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So they don't care. They don't know what's part of that pill has the, it's not manufactured. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So that's what's scary. That's where we're getting a lot of our overdoses from. So it's a scary deal. You know, it's kind of like, when meth was a big issue, we've always had, mom and pop people just making meth, and it wasn't chemists doing it, so we had a lot of overdoses there because meth's made out of all just chemicals, and basically the same thing here. You've got people putting things together that really don't know what they're doing, so
sure,
it is scary. And secondly, Montgomery County, what I think is very important, every agency in Montgomery County and actually the whole state, yearly we have to send in reports to KBI, or violent crime reports, or property crime reports, anything like that, to the state. And then they, at the end of the year, they do a statistic report and send it back to us. And this is what I think is really, I want people to literally listen to. It's really shocking to me. At the end of 2023, they sent us back our 22 report. And the census of Montgomery County, when I say Montgomery County, this is rural Montgomery County, and unaffiliated cities. It's not Coffeeville, Independence, Cherryville, Caney, because they send in their own reports. But just, the rural Montgomery County experienced 9.4% drop in property thefts. That's a big drop. You know what I'm saying? Citizens of Montgomery County and the rural areas, and this is a big one now. I want everybody to listen to this. 54.7% decrease in burglaries. That's amazing. I was shocked when I seen this. Okay, and I really believe this is from our proactive patrolling of the small towns. That when I ran for office, I campaigned on that I was going to do something no other sheriff has ever done, and that's to make sure that the deputies are in small towns, that they go to the unaffiliated towns, they're in Liberty, Elk City, Sycamore, Tyro, they're out in the rural areas, not patrolling Independence, not patrolling Coffeeville, Cherryville, or Caney. They have their own police departments. Now, not to say that we're not going to come and help them when they want help, and we do that all the time. And we have a great working relationship with all the agencies. But what I'm saying is, I believe when I was elected, my job is to the rural areas. And we've done that. And I believe this is a proven fact that we've done that. And as long as I'm the sheriff, we're going to continue doing that, as long as these stats keep showing that. You know what I'm saying?
So, well, that's a good point. I appreciate you bringing that up. And that drop, was that a year-over-year drop? Or what was the time frame in that?
That was in 2020. 22s.
Okay.
Okay. We haven't got 23 until 2024.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so we're a year. It's kind of a year behind.
Gotcha. Okay?
So then in the meantime, I'm not getting rid of the patrolling the small towns. But we also just now started a PACE team, and a PACE team is what we call a proactive enforcement team. What that is, it's a team that, on top of what we already do, we're not taking away from our patrol. We bring out people and pace them over time, but we hit hot spots. So if we have a burglary area in the county that we see a lot of burglaries happening, we'll send out a group, 4 or 5 people, and say, hey, we're going to go out and patrol this area, do extra patrol in this area, and we may spend a couple of weeks doing that. If we have a hot spot where we think there's a lot of drug activity, we'll send these extra people out and do extra patrol and make traffic stops in those areas. We also use a PACE team to help other agencies if they need help. I know Coffeyville does the same thing for the inside of the city. I don't know if Independence and Cherryville and them are doing that, but I know they're considering doing that. So another deal is I really am proud of. We've established a mental health service in our jail, and I've done that with a joint operation with Four County Mental Health, and I can't talk highly enough about Four County, because if it wasn't for them, their assistance, this would never happen. And I believe that we all know that mental health is a big issue throughout our nation, you know, from school shootings and so forth, and that the government even tells us that this mental health is a problem, but they don't want to fund it. You know what I'm saying? So fortunately, us and Four County went out and got a grant two years ago, and was able to put some people full time in our jail and to be able to evaluate every inmate that comes in our jail. Right now, we have around 120 inmates in our jail, so every inmate's evaluated if they want to be. We can't force them, okay? But I would say 90% of them are evaluated. Then, and if they're a drug user, they're treated for the drug abuse. If they're have mental problems, they're treated for the mental problems. You know, if they're just first time offenses, and maybe they're down in their life because of finances or whatever, we don't really give them finance money, but we give them support, you know, through the whatever it may be. Maybe they lost their job or whatever, or they never had a job. So if we have people in there that when they leave our jail, if they need a doctor, go to the doctor. Beforehand, they left. We said, hey, you got a doctor's appointment. You need to go back to Ford County and meet up with them 3 days from now. 90% of the time, they never showed up. Now, they go straight from there. Ford County transports them straight from there. Okay. There's no gap, okay? Mm-hmm. And also, Ford County's employees will help them get their birth certificate, help them get their Social Security card, help them get all this stuff before they ever get out of our jail. And so they can go out and get a job, because this... You and I both know, and everybody knows, you have to have these things in order to get a job. And they help them get a GED, you know what I'm saying, stuff like this. So my goal is not to have repeat offenders, you know what I'm saying? And and everybody that's in our jail is not bad people, you know what I'm saying? So we need to try to help as many people as we can. And, excuse me, and another deal I'm really proud of, and you can go around and ask every chief of police here in our county, even in our surrounding counties, or sheriffs and so forth, is that I pride ourselves in establishing good relationship with other agencies. And again, I suggest that people go out and ask them if we don't have a good relationship. I'm here to tell you, we work real well with the other agencies. When I told you earlier that we patrol the small and rural areas and stuff, we still assist these other agencies anytime they call, and they assist us. That's what, when we call and ask for assistance, they come and help us just as much. So it's a great deal. You know, those are my highlighted things, you know, that I've highlighted right now. I mean, there's a lot of other things I can go on and on, but I mean, those are the biggest things. And so I'll leave you with that.
So what do you think is, you know, here in the 21st century, in 2024, as we get into, you know, the second decade of the 21st century, what do you think is one of the biggest challenges from a, you know, law enforcement perspective, you know, in today's world?
The biggest challenge?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's anything particular stick out that, you know, you run into? What, you know, it may be anything from recruitment to, you know, enforcing laws. You know, what do you think on that?
Well, you know, two things. I mean, I think our biggest challenge is, first of all, is recruitment is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just for our agency, it's for every agency. You can look at your local Caulfield independents, you know, Kane, we're all having a hard time filling our positions. And I think it's just based off of our society today, you know, the way our nation treats us. And beforehand, we were treated real well. Now our society treats us, you know, like a stepchild. I don't say the people here in Montgomery County do that. I'm not saying that.
There's a national, there's kind of that feeling.
Yes, yeah. Because I believe the people in Montgomery County see us really well. I really do. And I'm grateful for their support. It's just the perception nationwide is not good. And it's hard when kids or young people see this thinking, why do I want to get in that line of work? You know what I'm saying? The other part is, again, it's just trying to protect your children. You know what I'm saying? And to me, I have a passion for kids, and I think that we got to protect them. And right now, the worst thing out there is fentanyl and just drugs alone. You know, and when I say that, we got pills that are out there. Kids are experiencing pills. You know, just everything's so easy, so accessible to them. And we need to figure out a way to control that. And that's going to be education through different organizations that our county is coming up with. And so, you know, there's other organizations out here that could help. So
sure. Well, and, you know, thankfully, you know, we hope that we never have to run into situations like where people, you know, we see nationwide where they may have to try to defend their property with deadly force. As sheriff, do you have any specific thoughts on, you know, those castle doctrine, stand your ground laws? Do you have any specific stance on those rules and everything?
I'm a firm believer in your First and Second Amendment rights. You know what I'm saying? I believe everybody has a right to bear the arms, okay? I'm not going to take anybody's firearms whatsoever, okay? And the red flag law, there's a lot of discrepancy in there. I don't agree with that whatsoever. The feds tried to pass a rule that, you know, you couldn't use this little bump stock deal for handguns and stuff. We wouldn't enforce that. You know what I'm saying? It's just that they're reaching into our rights to bear arms, and I think it's our constitutional right to do so. I'm glad we passed the open carry and the concealed carry without permit. I see other states are going that way, it's just a safety issue for our society and the way our country's running today. So, yes, I do, and I'm going to stand that way as long as I'm a sheriff. You know what I'm saying? So.
Very good. We are talking with a current sheriff of Montgomery County, Ron Wade, who's running for re-election here. And sir, as we wrap up, is there anything else you'd like to share with listeners here this morning?
Yeah, I'd like to share a couple of things. You know, my faith and my family and my integrity is my passion for my job. It really is. And, you know, but I don't want to leave out one thing. I think I'd be crazy if I do leave these out. I would really like to acknowledge all the deputies and my staff that I have working for me. You know, without them and their hard work and dedication, not just for me, but for the citizens of Montgomery County, you know, they're the what makes me look good. They're the ones that are going out patrolling these small towns. They're the ones in the rural areas. They're the ones that made these stats possible, okay? It wasn't me doing that, you know what I'm saying? It was my request that they do it, but, I mean, they're the ones that did it. And without the jail, you know, the jail's really overstaffed a little bit. Not overstaffed, but overpopulated. And we got a great jail administrator, and it's got great dispatch. It's secretarial people. It's just without the whole circle of people, the department wouldn't be ran as good as it is. So I need to really give credit to where its credit's due. So I'm not going to take all the credit here. I'd be crazy if I did. And another thing I would like to just end with is, you know, no, I would love to continue serving as the sheriff of Montgomery County, and I would be honored for people on August 6th to come out and vote. I encourage them to go out and vote, no matter who they vote for, because it's important to share your voice and your opinion. But I would respectfully ask you for your vote on August the 6th.
So. Okay. All right. Anything else, sir?
I just think that, you know, we can all work together, and I'd love to continue to make Montgomery County a proud place to call home. So thank you, and God bless everybody. So.
All right. Well, thank you so much, sir, for coming on by. We really appreciate it, and best of luck here in the upcoming election. And that is our current sheriff, Ron Wade, here on the Mighty 690. Sir, thank you so much once again for stopping by.
Thank you again for allowing me to be here, okay?
All right. Hey, you have a good rest of your day. And coming up next, we'll have Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. That's on the way here on KGGF.